Welcome to episode 352 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. Today, I want to give you some very targeted media training. Because if you don't understand how the media works, you could be paying a big cost at your business simply because some information got out, an embarrassing situation happened, all because you didn't understand the rules. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about two terms, off the record and no comment. If you don't understand them, your organization is vulnerable. Because that mistake, whether by a communications department, a CEO, or a board member, could cost a lot of time and money to fix. Let's get this out of the way. No matter how smart you think you are, it's easier than you think to pass on private information to the media. Often, that scoop is unintentionally given to a reporter. Some organizations are at risk due to poorly shared or defined communication policies. As a former broadcaster, I know the rules of the game and knew that you might not. That knowledge opened the door for me to use questions to make you or others reveal information you wanted to keep private. It's like someone trying to win a court case with little knowledge of the law. Consider these practices to improve your communications team and your organizational communication policies. Let's talk about no comment. No comment means you're not answering the question. This doesn't prevent a reporter from asking you another question on the same subject. You see this a lot at press conferences. It's possible that a no comment reply could become the basis of a story. Saying no comment can give you a chance to check your facts, consider strategy, and develop a response. Does the phrase imply guilt or some sort of problem? It's possible, and some may prefer to say, no comment, we'll have a response at a later time. If you're saying no comment to something, then make sure everyone in your organization understands that no one is to speak about it. A reporter may hang out on the sidewalk in front of your business asking the same question to any employee who passes by. If one of them says something, even if they are a low-level member of the organization, the reporter now has a company source. Keep in mind that a reporter is supposed to come back with something from a story and will keep trying to get a response. Let's talk about off the record. Off the record is a good tool to use when you want to provide some background information through unofficial channels. For instance, a reporter might ask when a new product will be released. It may not be time for a formal announcement, but you may want to give the reporter the information for planning purposes. This keeps the reporter from calling you every day asking the same question, hey, when is it going to be released? You could say something like, off the record, we think it could be released in time for Christmas. Off the record can also clarify an unusual situation. A CEO might announce a resignation, and a reporter might think that he or she is being pushed out of the job. Let's say that's not the case, but you don't want to publicly release the real reason for the departure. You could use off-the-record information to unofficially clarify the situation and prevent fishing expeditions by the reporter. You could say, off the record, our CEO is leaving because he wants to spend more time with his grandchildren. It's a happy parting, but the CEO wants to keep it private. The information is true, but you're not officially giving it out in a way that could be used for a story. The reporter now knows there really isn't a story to cover in regards to the resignation. There can be an off-the-record sneaky scenario. Off-the-record comments do not prevent a reporter from asking other people the same questions. Sometimes that questioning gets to be a little sneaky. Let's say Pat, the CEO, is not at a company event. A reporter is curious about this. You respond by saying, off the record, Pat just has a bad case of the flu, but doesn't want that information to be public. At this point, the reporter can't use the information in a story, but the reporter can continue to ask about the CEO's absence because off the record doesn't erase the information from his or her brain. The reporter could ask something like, why wasn't the CEO at the event? The inquiry could go to people outside your communication department, like board members, leadership staff, and administrative assistants. Have they been briefed on what to say? A more sneaky approach could have a reporter say to someone, I heard the flu is going around at your office and that your CEO was really suffering from it. A response could be an on-the-record remark. At this point, the other person shouldn't say anything or just say, our communications department handles all media questions. If you do that, then the reporter has no news to report. But some people try to be helpful, think they're having a private conversation, and will say something like, yes, I heard the flu kept Pat up all night. Bingo! The reporter has now confirmed, on the record, that Pat has the flu. The comment was made on the record and can be put in a story. Make sure off-the-record comments are understood as off-the-record. You need to say, off-the-record. Don't leave any room for misunderstandings. Sometimes, a conversation can go on and off the record. Again, if you're talking about private information, make sure you say it is off the record. If it's private, then bookend your remarks with the phrase, or think of your remarks as the meat of a sandwich, off the record is the bread. Might be close to lunch. For an extra level of protection, I suggest recording the interview with your phone. If the interview is over the telephone, state law may require you to tell the other party you're recording. In person, I'd visibly take out your phone, hit record, and put it down in plain sight. The reporter may already be doing the same thing. I'm not suggesting reporters will get the facts wrong, but he or she may not know everything about your world and may jump to an incorrect conclusion. Also, different people who are not on the story may write headlines or teases which could lead to errors. The recording of interviews is a practice NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers follows, so his remarks cannot be taken out of context. It's a smart move because a misquote from him could become instant global news. Final thought. Whether you're involved in crisis communication or want to protect your brand, you must control the flow of information coming out of your organization. Define the message. Identify those who may comment and have proof of your remarks. While most members of the media are very fair, don't leave your business communication to chance. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenokel.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel, that's also under my name, Ken Okel. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Okel. Take care.